A corrections officer who was spat in the face by a prisoner during the COVID-19 lockdown has spent months waiting to find out if he now has a serious disease. Under the Corrections Act, any officer who comes into contact with a prisoner's bodily fluids must undergo a year of testing for infections such as HIV and hepatitis before getting a clean bill of health. The Corrections Association is now asking the Minister for a law change that would force any prisoner who spits or throws bodily fluids to be tested as well. Our Corrections reporter Charlotte Cook filed this report.
On the 25th of March, two corrections officers were spat at in the face while restraining a prisoner. One of the prison officers told RNZ in a statement they had saliva in their eyes and mouth, and then the prisoner started threatening them. His description has been revoiced.
I hope you get coronavirus and your kids and wives get it too, and hope they die. This was very concerning as it was at the height of the coronavirus threat in New Zealand, and there was the very likely possibility of contracting other viruses.
As required, he was sent for blood tests to check for possible infection of viruses or diseases. The officer was told he would not know if he had hepatitis until a second blood test in 3 months and would need a year of three monthly tests before HIV could be ruled out. He says worry over catching a serious illness and waiting so long to find out has taken a huge toll.
My wife and kids refrain from hugging me and I use the same plate, cup and cutlery every meal. I must clean everything I use thoroughly to help reduce the possible transmission.
The officer is still waiting and hasn't been given the all clear. The president of the Corrections Association, Alan Whitley, says it weighs heavily on the staff.
It gives them 12 months of uncertainty about what's happening with their health and whether they could have caught anything from the prisoner. Oh, it puts an enormous amount of stress on them. They're sitting there not knowing whether they've got anything, whether if they have got something, is it contagious? What sort of treatment can they get? Can they get any treatment if they don't know what I've got? Can there be a broad-spectrum treatment? Is that the right thing to do? All sorts of things run through their mind.
Alan Whitley says it's not just saliva that causes problems.
You can be spat at, you can get other bodily fluids over you, you can get a needle stick. So then you're off to your doctor, they do a test, you get a baseline, they'll tell you at this point in time you don't have anything.
In May, he asked the Minister of Corrections, Kelvin Davis, to make an amendment to the Act to make any prisoner who assaults an officer with bodily fluid to be tested as well for possible infections.
What it would mean is that the prisoner could be tested and the results of the test released to the staff member for their doctor. Now, if there's nothing, if it shows nothing, there's a little bit of a comfort there that they may not have picked anything up. They'll still need to go through the same testing, but the understanding is there that the likelihood is low. If the prisoner has got something, then they can discuss that with their medical professional and he can or she can make a decision on what type of treatment they should undergo.
However, the Minister, Kelvin Davis, says changing the Act could be a breach of the Bill of Rights and wouldn't provide a result any faster. In a statement, he says any assaults on corrections staff are completely unacceptable and he expects them to be responded to very seriously and the perpetrators held to account.
Changing the Corrections Act to introduce compulsory testing is unlikely to deter a person from spitting in the heat of the moment. Including a power in the Act to test a person by force is also likely to increase risk to staff, as would require further close contact with the perpetrator.
The National Party spokesperson Simeon Brown doesn't agree. He says prison officers shouldn't have to go through a year of uncertainty.
I think prisoners are in prison. They essentially give up certain aspects of their human right when they're there and they're being held there to protect the rest of society from them. At the end of the day, this is about ensuring that corrections officers who are on the front line working to keep us safe are also protected and from any diseases or illnesses they may pick up from prisoners.
Simeon Brown says National would support a law change because corrections officers deserve to have confidence the system will back them up. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.